Lots of people come to Eureka Springs, Arkansas every year to enjoy the Ozark setting and attractions. One of the places that some might see is a farm of sorts that may seem out of place. Rather than raising cattle, hogs, or chickens, this farm is home to tigers, lions, bears, and more. Its mission is one that is of critical importance these days, and it's our story for this edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Greg Peterson of the Peterson Farm Brothers. If you've seen our videos, you know we're proud to be farmers. Farming can be dangerous. Never assume location or depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start any work on your farm, call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com to have underground lines located. It only takes a minute and can save your life.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Many people have seen or heard the series Tiger King that shares the working of a tiger operation where people can see and hold cubs. But there's often a dark side, as that series shows, to such places.
A lot of these cubs that you might have taken photos of or seen opportunities to take photos of, they usually don't live to be even 2 years old.
Miranda Smith's family owns Turpentine Creek Wildlife Refuge. Their sole mission is to rescue the many big cats and bears that cannot be cared for. But several operations breed tigers as quickly as possible because they need a constant supply of young cats for pictures and then have no use for them as they grow older. Part of Miranda's work is to educate the public.
Any animal facility can have the word sanctuary in their name, and they might not be a true sanctuary. If you see facilities out there doing close encounters or cub petting or photo opportunities with their animals, especially if they're predators, that's not a true sanctuary.
You can see this sanctuary. The experience would be similar to a zoo. But you also learned about the rescue missions they have.
We don't want to be a drop-off place for these big cats. Our main goal is to put ourselves out of business and solve this problem that we're battling every single day in this country.
The refuge is comprised of 460 acres. As a nonprofit, they rely on the generosity of others to fulfill their work.
It takes about $10,000 a year to care for one big cat, for food costs and the daily care that goes into each and every animal here.
It's a mission not for the faint of heart, but a critical job that Miranda has been a part of for all of her life here at the refuge. Traveling the countryside in Eureka Springs, Arkansas, I'm Andrew McCray.